Tales from a Walker, Menacing in Hua Hin, Thailand. You know, travelling Thailand tends to bring a lot of craziness from time to time. And, you know, as many of you might know, I'm no angel and I like a good night out. Anyway, we're headed to a little beach resort town on the way to the Thai Islands. Me and Rob, one of the Wolfpack members, we're travelling together and headed down there. I'd basically been wooed from a girl from Florida and she asked us to, you know, meet up and we can party one night. We're not in contact now, but I mean, you know, that's life. Sometimes that happens. Anyway, we during the day, we actually took, once we arrived in Hua Hin, we actually took a trip to the Monkey Palace in Hua Hin. And I was a little on edge because, like, literally, it was almost like, it should have been like a wild monkey place. They were just everywhere, a bit crazed, a bit jittery. But anyway, so we were advised not to, you know, carry anything in our hands, you know, like a camera, a phone, stuff like that. I did have a mixed fruit Fanta bottle, which Rob was actually taking a sip of. And then we were walking up this, like, up to the top of the temple, up these steps, and then this monkey from nowhere, it's about 10 or 11 steps ahead, above us, was just came from nowhere, and his eyes lit up and just came rushing ahead and pouncing the bottle. Rob laughed his head off and just threw the bottle. And then this monkey, he's like licking the Fanta just from the floor, like, to even spot it in the first place was insane. Anyway, we went out that night and things got a little bit crazy too. We went to this bar where there was a lot of backpackers and a lot of foreign TEFL teachers. A lot seemed to be Americans, but there was also Swedes and other people there. Anyway, we were having a few drinks and stuff like that, but we ended up witnessing like this crazy and ended up like a brutal fight between what seemed like an American or Canadian and this sort of Israeli looking guy. Anyway, the Yank, you know, the Canadian was, you know, he was bigger, he was in a tank top and he was a little bit cocky, but he looked like he'd do him, you know. And next minute, when they started fighting, the Israeli guy just violently, like, just pummeled him with, like, really good shots into the face, which wasn't particularly what was sort of, you know, wanting to see in somewhere as beautiful as Thailand, but it was something like, you know, like a night out in Sunderland or something. Anyway, man, the guy's face was smashed, but to be fair, he kept standing, he just shrugged it all off. But I do remember seeing him at the end of the night, sort of on his own, a little bit dazed. I mean, it wasn't pretty, but shit happens. So that was obviously the first crazy thing. And then secondly, I ended up meeting with a girl from Florida, and we were drinking tons of tequila shots. And anyway, we ended up going to the beach, and we were like, okay, let's go skinny dipping. Anyway, it was weird, because we didn't actually end up doing it, because we didn't end up skinny dipping, because we were starting to undress, right? And then there was, like, local Thais, like, from both sides. And, like, they were just coming up to us from a distance. And then they were hiding in the most, like, stupidest places. Like, you know, just behind, like, behind a rock, which was, clear. We could see them, like, clearly. It was just like playing hide-and-seek with a four-year-old. Do you know what I mean? It's just so obvious and so stupid. Anyway, we're like, what the fuck are you guys doing, man? Like, and then obviously realised that they were probably more interested in sort of maybe picking our clothes up or belongings when we were about to go into the sea. Anyway, by this point, we'd sort of made it, we'd moved from the original spot. And anyway, I came back and realised that my boxer shorts and my shoes were missing. I mean, it was weird. I think I had my phone on me, so that wasn't an issue. But yeah, my boxer shorts were missing. So it was really weird, and my shoes too. And so I ended up walking back to bloody Hua Hin Commando, and barefoot, thinking, what the hell, you know? Anyway, you know, I definitely, it was an experience, you know what I mean? And I don't know what to thought of that. I mean, it was kind of a random thing to happen, but the next day I definitely expected some young Thai dude to be probably wearing a pair of, like, Next boxers and grey Converse. Ridiculous.